You're listening to Traveling the Silk Road with belly dancer and author Leila Najma. For more articles, free videos, and DVDs, go to leilanajma.com. Now here's Leila, Traveling the Silk Road.
Welcome to Traveling the Silk Road with Leila Najma. This is Leila, and I want to talk to you guys about writing for belly dance magazines. I've been writing for belly dance magazines for probably 7 years now, and I can remember when I first started writing for the dance magazines, I was so excited to not only get the magazines, but to see my thoughts and ideas actually published in dance magazines. But what I wanted to do was to talk to you guys about the pitfalls and what can happen when you do write for dance magazines. And I don't know if anybody's really ever talked about this, but it's something that I do want to talk about. First of all, one thing that writing for dance magazines can do for you is it gives you kind of an authority on a subject. So if you're writing about belly dance and what you're writing about is published in a dance magazine, it's going to give you a little more leverage than the average dancer who doesn't write for dance magazines. And it just will give you a different clout that you don't have if you don't do that. And that's a good reason why I feel dancers should eventually down the line write for dance magazines. I enjoyed it, and I wrote about a lot of different topics that were really important to me, and I was able to write about topics that actually happened to me during the course of writing for dance magazines. So you can kind of get your voice out there so a lot of different people can read how you think about different topics. I think that getting out and writing for dance magazines changed the image that I had as a dancer, not just because it gave me a clout of being a published writer, but because I could write about topics and actually give solutions to problems that I saw that were happening in the dance field. Now, it doesn't mean that every time that I wrote for a dance magazine that I wrote about problems. I tried not to write about fluff, and I have an issue with writing fluff because I don't think fluff is going to help women in dance. I think that we have to address the important issues and topics of the day. So I did that, and I felt it was important to address issues that I saw weren't being addressed in the magazines that I was getting and I was reading. I feel that writing for different magazines helped me get to a place of comfort in my dance, because once I felt that, well, that I was a published writer, I had a little bit more confidence in how I felt with my dancing. So it goes hand in hand. Once you start writing, you start to feel like you're more accomplished. And then when you're teaching workshops and doing all that, and if you include all the full enchilada into every aspect of what you do as an entertainer, writing comes in as, you know, top five part of making yourself more known. One thing that I did notice when I was writing for magazines is how you're placed in a magazine. And sometimes I would get in the front part of the magazine, sometimes in the middle, and then in the back. Now, I don't know what a prestigious place is for a magazine, but I do know that most of the time when there's well-known dancers writing for magazines, they're placed in the front. And if you're not as well-known, say as the superstars or someone else, then you're going to find that you know, you're going to be placed kind of in the back, and sometimes that tended to happen to me. And I always wondered about how you're placed in a magazine, if where that places you in the order of importance in the content of the magazine. Sometimes I felt like I was just filler for content or whatever, But I'm sure that, they always appreciated what it is that I wrote. The one thing that I noticed happened with one particular magazine was because I didn't get along with the publisher very well, that she would hold back my articles and tell me that she had too many articles sent in, and that she'd have to place my article into a back issue or another issue. And so I was always getting pushed back and pushed back. So they can play favoritism as well. Publishers can do that because they have their own agendas as to why they have published a dance magazine. Sometimes if you're not the right style, like I'm a cabaret dancer, I'm not a tribal. Sometimes you'll find that da different magazines have different styles to them, or a different look to them. So you have to figure out which magazine is best for you to write for. But this particular dance magazine that I did write for, that kept pushing my articles back, it was just a personality conflict, I think, more than anything. But in saying that, you have to be aware that you're dealing with a person who has an agenda regarding their magazine, and sometimes you're on the short end of the stick when it comes to getting your articles published. Now, a lot of magazines will publish their art your articles, everybody's articles, and they'll put their issue out quarterly. So that means that you're going to have a magazine that comes out 4 times a year. So dancing for one magazine means that you'll get 4 articles out in 1 year. And maybe you have a lot more to talk about. So then that's where writing for other dance magazines comes in handy. But then you have to figure out how do you want your articles placed out there, or published out there into the public. Do you want your articles out there in a particular magazine because that magazine states how you really feel about belly dance? Or do you want to be in various magazines because you feel that dance is, it's a mix. It's a melting pot of every style and ideals. So you kind of have to figure out what it is that you want to do and how you want to place or put out your articles. I am now writing for just one magazine, and it's Jarida. And Jarida to me is, it's actually, I'm going back home. I did write for Jarida when I first started writing articles, and I was focusing more on Chronicles Belly Dance magazine, and I started to look at other outlets after a while. And I got an email from Mesdaline, the publisher of Jarida, and she had an issue of costuming. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool, because I had done a photo shoot with some students of mine, and I actually put an article in with the costuming that we had done in the photo shoot and all of that. And what's really cool about what Mesdaline does is that if, depending on what type of article you send in, she might pick you for the cover of the magazine, which really is a great incentive, actually, to write for a magazine, to be able to be put on the cover of it. And I really loved that. I thought that was a great idea. So I started writing for her again, and more, and I just found that I just felt like I was home. I was back home where I belonged. The Chronicles Belly Dance magazine was a great experience, but I felt that after a while that I just didn't fit with them anymore. And that probably is just where I am at this point in my dance career. But I have a great relationship with Mesdaline, and I just wanted to go that direction. So you have to figure out what direction you want to go in, and you also have to figure out what kind of relationship that you have with the publisher or with the people who are working in the background of the magazine. If you want to have a good relationship, obviously, with the publisher, and you'll find maybe that you just don't fit with them, like that former magazine that I had written for. I just didn't fit with a publisher. We had opposing views on etiquette and how to treat people and how to do things. And so I just was not a good fit for that magazine. But I knew pretty much from the beginning that I probably wasn't going to fit with that magazine. So I think that it's important to feel comfortable with whatever who you decide to write for. I enjoy writing for Drita because I know that it comes from Mesjaline's heart and soul. And I know that when I have an article published in her magazine, that I'm helping out and supporting one of the longest running belly dance magazines to date, actually. So if you're going to write, just remember that it's important for you to get out your thoughts and ideas about the dance field. It gives you a certain clout that you normally wouldn't have. It gets your name out there, and usually dance magazines do a fantastic job of the layout of your article, and that's always exciting and wonderful to see because you never know what they're going to come up with. And that's probably the best part about writing is to see how they lay out your article and your pictures and everything that you sent to them. I've always loved that, and I look forward to that. I also think that you have to, at a certain point, figure out if you're going to support the magazine by advertising in it. I did advertise in the Chronicles last year or so, and I found that advertising along with my articles did help with the business, but it just depends on what your target market is. My business obviously is online instruction, so I had to figure out what type of target market that I wanted. We're going the technical way, where I have an app, I'm doing these podcasts, and I'm doing all kinds of stuff. So we wanted to let dancers know about the technological aspects of, what's out there and what they're at their fingertips, pretty much. So in writing for the magazines, I did write about kind of what I did with my business, and I did plug in everything I could about what our business is all about. So that's something else that you can do with writing for belly dance magazines, is you can plug in your business, what you want to do, or something different that you do that nobody else is doing. Because in the beginning, we've been doing this over 5 years, I was one of the first instructional online teachers out there offering instructional videos for all levels. So we were able to kind of plug that in and get that out there. Now, with more people doing it, I have to find different ways to get to my target market. So writing for dance magazines also helps you get more articulate in trying to figure out how to get to your target market. So that's something else you might want to think about as well. Placement in the magazine. Now, I prefer to be in the front part of the magazine. I can't say to the publisher, I want to be in the front. I mean, I could, but there's no guarantees there. So pretty much you're going to be placed wherever they feel that you're going to fit in the magazine. And I don't know how they do that or why they do that or how it works, but pretty much I prefer to be in the front if I can be. And I think that it's a status, kind of a status symbol that states that what you have to say is important enough to be in the front part of the book of the magazine. And so but like I said, there's never you're never going to know where you're placed until you see the magazine because they don't ever tell you. Well, you're in the front, you're in the middle, you're in the back, whatever. So I like to have a little bit more control over that, but I never did. So, and usually with Chronicles, I was in the back, which was okay, but I just felt that the placement of where I was at pretty much stated kind of the importance of my article, whatever thought or idea that I was writing about. So you need to find a magazine that you feel is going to you're going to hit it off with, and that you're going to be able to communicate with them what you feel you need in regards to being an author. Because what you're doing is you're giving the magazines content for them to publish an issue. And now here's something else that's really important, is I didn't get paid, and I still don't get paid for my articles. The trade-off is getting your name out there in a distinguished and established magazine. And that's really what writing for all the magazines did, is it got my name out there so people know who I am. So that's your trade-off there. So you're not going to make money with the article and its content per se, but if you plug in something that you're doing or along with your article advertise, you're going to be spending money trying to plug in whatever it is that you're trying to sell. Okay, so for me, it's instructional videos, or it's my membership site, or whatever. So with the belly dance magazines, you have to figure out how you're going to fit them into your business. It's not just prestige, which is nice, but you have to figure out as a businesswoman what it is that you want to do. So I'm hoping that maybe talking about this might help you out a little bit. Now, I'm writing exclusively for Jarida now, and if you guys want to support a wonderful magazine, just go to www.jarida, GareedaCom, and check out the magazine. And I'm excited about being a staff writer for Mesdaline. It's an exciting decision for me starting for 2013. I feel I'm going in the right direction. So go ahead and check her magazine out. Now, I do have a membership site that, and I actually did plug in my membership site in with the magazines because I've written articles for online instruction. And if you haven't checked out my membership site, go to www.bellydancevillage.com, and Belly Dance Village is all one word. And just go there and just check out and see what I have on my membership site. Because what I do is I interview dancers from all over the US and abroad, and I want to get out the different characters and personalities that we have in belly dance. And I've talked with many dancers who've been performing for, oh my God, over 40 years. So the changes that they have seen have been amazing. So I talk to dancers, and I put out those interviews on my membership site. I do articles. I have important information on the history of Egyptian cabaret. And then I have instructional videos from beginner to advanced professional. So you can kind of go and just check out and see what I have there. So, anyways, I hope that if you guys decide to write for belly dance magazines, that you understand that it's a nice, prestigious place to be, that you can plug in anything that you want to do for your business, and that the trade-off is getting your name out there, and that's important. Just make sure that the magazine that you write for is a good, it's a family-oriented place where you feel like you belong. If you don't feel like you belong, then just find a magazine that you feel is more you. And so I feel like I found my home with Jarida. So I've enjoyed talking to you guys today about belly dance magazines and my thoughts and feelings on them. And if you have any comments or whatever, go ahead and email me at Layla, Leyla, at Layla, Leyla, dash Najma, Najma.com. So guys, take care. And I look forward to talking to you. And I believe the next podcast is going to be about online instruction. So take care, and I'll talk to you again.
Thanks again for listening to Layla Najma's Traveling the Silk Road. And for online belly dance video classes, we have access to over 35 hours of instructional video available to you any time of the day or night. Go to bellydancevillage.com. Thanks again for listening to Layla Najma Traveling the Silk Road.